The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
See what the Florida governor said? Not just NFL, but pretty much everything.
Yeah, says, come on.
Teams that can't play in their states are welcome here. And says, if you have a team in a league, in an arena that just won't operate, we'll find a place for them here in Florida. Of course, you have to deal with Florida, man.
Dude, that's a scary thought.
But he says, our people are starved to have some of this back in our lives. I think we can certainly do it in a way that's safe. Is it ever safe in Florida?
That's what I'm saying. Really? State with Florida man and alligators, you're going to do it safe? Right.
I have some odds for you on the Texans.
All right.
Where they're expected to finish in the AFC South. According to BetMGM, they're the third favorite to win the division.
Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts 1.3-1, Tennessee Titans 1.6-1, your Texans 2.8-1. This is going to shock you, AJ. I think that'd be a pretty good bet because that's all they do, right?
Yeah.
Texans win the division. So I kind of like that price.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. So what are the odds Wednesday? About to have some UFC fights going off here on ESPN Plus, so AJ will keep us up to date on those. And if you miss the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. And fun first couple hours, a lot of sports, a lot of stuff. And we wrapped it up with a gem of the day about Rick and Morty, and Colts fan Jose said, wife and I laughed at the joke. I thought it was funny that they didn't do a 9/11 and they called it a 9/11. Yeah, I thought the Saudi line was pretty funny too, but that's just me. Engineer Rob asked me, remember overusing the M word. That's not what happened. Let me clarify that. And it's the only time in radio I've ever been told that I can't say something anymore because ESPN National got involved. But just to give some context to this, AJ's first MMA fight, he was fighting a guy who was shorter than him. Certainly he was much more horizontal than AJ. But the stare
down
photo. By the way,
every one of my MMA fights, I fought someone much shorter than me.
Yeah. And in that particular instance, it was just kind of the angle of the shot that made it look like AJ was about to fight a little person. And of course he dominated the guy, beat his ass. And so I was calling him the rhymes with Gidget Killer. And that was his nickname for about a year, maybe longer. And then when we moved to 4 o'clock, suddenly the little people of America are writing letters to ESPN National and talking about how I'm out to kill little people. There was never the intent of that. It was
not the public intent. Privately, you said that you think we should get rid of all of them.
I did not. But, yeah, and so they were organizing a protest, and ESPN National got involved, and Dave just kind of came to me and said, all right, we can't use that anymore. And my favorite was this letter from someone who'd obviously never listened to the show, just saying, I have two little people children, and imagine them hearing that someone wants to kill them. That was never the intent of it. And I thought it was a great nickname, and I stand by it to this day, but it wasn't, there was no intent to belittle anyone or threaten to kill them. It wasn't part of it.
Come on, just like, belittle Fred, come on, man.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. It's that Arkansas milk. But it's just like when the National Stuttering People wrote AJ a letter. You know, it's, you know, at times you're going to do stuff that pisses people off. And just, you know, there was no intent there. That's the thing. If there's intent to make fun of someone for their stature, okay. Then be offended. Get on my ass about it.
Well, it's also a situation where that word wasn't considered offensive 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, times change.
So,
yeah. I used to say a lot of things on air that are not you know, okay to say on air anymore.
When we first started, the F word for homosexuals was okay on air. Not us, I think, when I first started radio. It was still okay to say that. Guess what? Not anymore. So, yeah, you adjust, but that's the context of it. At no point was I advocating that people go grab their axes and take out little people. That was just not the point of it at all. And no, that wasn't a dwarf joke. Just stop. I have some more odds for you if you'd like to move on.
Okay.
Odds on the quarterback battles and who will be starting. Tell me if there's any value in any of these. We start with the Chicago Bears, where Nick Foles is -333, Mitchell Trubisky +235.
Nick Foles is a starter.
I kind of think so, yeah. So I think those numbers are about right. For the L.A. Chargers, Tyrod Taylor -400, Justin Herbert +290.
I might throw a little at Herbert just because having the extra time, because I don't think they're going to start week one. Having the extra time, I think they're going to I think they may have him ready for that value.
Yeah, and I think they may just make that decision. You know, I obviously when you draft a guy that high, he's going to be your starting quarterback at some point this season. And they may just decide, you know what, let's do it right out of the gate. So I'm with you. I like +290 on Herbert. The Dolphins of Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick -500, Tua +350, Josh Rosen +2200.
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I think so.
They're not going to take chances with Tua.
No, even if the season's delayed, they're going to make sure he's 100% ready to go. And I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't play at all this year. So, yeah, I think Fitzpatrick is the one there. And the New England Patriots. Jarrett Stidham -450. Brian Hoyer +450. Cam Newton +500.
I'll go with Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, I don't really see any value there. I do think that the Patriots have said they might have interest in Cam Newton if they can get him under the cap, but yeah. So,
I think I've said all along. I think they want to see what they've got in Stidham. I assume he's going to be the starter. That's when I was like, well, they haven't got a quarterback yet. I think they believe they do.
Yeah, and you know, we'll find out. I mean, it's hard for me to sit here and doubt Bill Belichick. I mean, when you can win 11 games with Matt Cassel, you're probably okay. Lamont asks, are you guys surprised at all that esports is not capitalized on this shutdown? I know they've tried. It's just, I think esports is very much a niche like poker is. Like, and that's not to in any way say that it's, you know, not important, but to the people who love it, they can sit there and watch for hours and they'll bet on it. But, you know, the people who aren't interested, I don't think you're going to draw them in. And, you know, but that's just me. It's just like poker. Like, I can watch poker all night long, but I'm also a dork. And
I don't know how bored I would have to be to watch people play video games. I don't.
But it's a different – you're also from a different generation now. A lot of kids find that fascinating, and that's great. I mean, I have no problem with it. Just like I said, it's no different than me watching poker. But I also don't think it's ever going to be mainstream. Could be wrong about that. 281 said, I like when you guys did the Ron Harper bit.
Well, yeah. Some people didn't.
Somebody said Carl Dukes used to have a spelling contest with a guy who had a speech impediment.
Well, listen, if we were grading everything on 2020's grading, their grade book, I'd never have made it in this business, because some of the stuff I did in Austin, I mean, if I tried to do it in 2020, there's 0% chance I would be working in this business today.
Yeah, there's a certain dating thing you did there that I wish you could bring back.
And, I mean, dude, we had naked chicks in the studio all the time. The shows we were doing there were wild, honestly. And it's part of what set me apart from the crowd in a way, but it's also, there's no way I could do it in 2020 and expect the same results.
And yeah, and it's, I mean, it's totally okay. Frankly, it's like use of the word posse. I used to refer to that all the time. Not, you know, just even my own posse. Well, apparently you can't do that anymore.
That's racist now. I still don't believe that one. I'm still going posse is okay for white people and black people. And even Hispanics and Asians. Everyone can use posse.
And, you know, what the whole thing we did on ghetto, whether or not you can call something ghetto.
Yeah. I mean, those are just conversations. I mean, I do think there it's interesting to have conversations about that. But, yeah, ghetto is not a word that I'm afraid to use either.
Yeah, I just, if there's something else that I can use instead of posse, I'll say crew or something like that, fine. But I think there's a fine line between people who are offended by everything and words that have actually become offensive to people. And, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that we could have said 15 years ago that you just can't say now. And, you know, I mean, to me, there's some words there's just no reason to use. And, you know, even in my writing, I won't use them. I'll refer to them. But, you know, that's also, you know, that's just me. I mean, some people, but I also think that, I'm not looking to go out and offend anyone, but damn sure going to every now and then. If I'm not, I'm not doing my job. So,
well, you know what part of my job is, Fred?
What's that?
Telling people how to save money on their home insurance. When I was growing up, I was like, you know what? One day I'm going to tell people how to save money on their home insurance. And here I am, living my dream right now. So I'm going to do it. TGS Insurance, guys. I've been telling you about them for a while. I saved a ton of money with these guys. And the great thing about it is so easy. It literally takes 15 seconds, and you don't have to leave your house. That's the best part. You just you send a text. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with a full they'll reply back with a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. It's as simple as that. And the company, the savings, they are real. I mean, I can tell you personally they're real. The average customer has saved over $900 a year. That could be you. There's no need to wait for renewal. They're going to save you money ASAP, get you refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today. You know what's up, you think it's sweet, then call my bluff and I'm a spanking. Yeah, all them yeahs and whoever they got hanging with them. Yeah. I'ma die of old age whenever I die. Gonna do? Walk down on that new. The drive-by.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Bad news, and Fred.
What?
Ike Villanueva lost.
Oh.
Yeah. A couple of, it looks like he hurt his leg, but it got him wobbled, and he ate a couple pretty nasty elbows to the facial area. Not good.
So how long did it last?
Not quite a round and a half.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having trouble getting my ESPN Plus up down here because on my TV, I have it, everything saved. On my computer, I don't. So I don't know what the damn my password is. So I haven't been able to get it yet. Robert says, words like ghetto and posse depend on the context of how the person is using it. Well, I think that's almost anything. And, you know, context is important. And there's some people who don't care about context. They're just like, oh, you can't use that. Like, the first 2 years I lived here, we referred to our Kroger as Ghetto Kroger.
Yeah.
And is that offensive? It wasn't meant to be. Just happened to be in the part of town we lived. I have gotten, I've had a lot of friends get really desperate about things to bet on. I haven't done this, but apparently, did you see the story about the guy who bet a 10-leg parlay for $100 on Russian table tennis?
Oh my, no.
He everyone he picked was the favorite, and he hit all of them for $24,741.
Oh boy. Well,
so yeah, you can actually watch the matches live on TV. There's a place, but yeah, he hit 10-leg parlay, $24,700 on Russian table tennis.
Good for him. Boy, you know the books are just disgusted paying that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's one thing to lose.
I mean, first, they're happy to get the action.
Right, but then yeah, that's not what you want.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, I got a little movie news for you. Were you aware of the movie, the X-Men movie, The New Mutants?
No, I mean, I've heard of it, but yeah, I don't know much about it.
Apparently, this is the most cursed movie in history. Here's what's happened with this. It was back in 2015 was when they started making it, and Josh Boone was named the director. Entered pre-production in April 2017. It was supposed to be released April 13th, 2018. Which is more than 2 years ago now.
Okay.
And apparently, after it came out, of all things, Fox decided that they wanted to go ahead and make it sort of a horror movie, which is what the original idea was. But Fox didn't want that. They didn't want to go full horror.
Right.
So they made them reshoot it. So then they went back and did it the way they wanted to because it was successful. So now the new release date was supposed to be February 22nd, 2019. Well, then they didn't want to release it when Dark Phoenix came out, and they had to reshoot almost the entire movie, so now it got moved back to August 2nd, 2019. Then, of course, Disney acquires 20th Century Fox and took over control of the X-Men universe, and they didn't love what they had with the young adult horror property, so they put the movie on hold. And finally, they allowed him to do the movie he wanted to make, and it was set to be released for April 3rd, 2020. Well, guess what happened then? The Rona.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now, technically, they're looking at August 28th this year, but part of the problem is they can't release it directly to Disney Plus because HBO has the streaming rights to it from the prior deal. And so they're not going to just release this thing to HBO streaming. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not really all that interested in it, but it just goes to show you all the things that can go wrong when you're trying to make a movie and how long it could take. Because that's a lot of crap there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, and getting back to words, it also means something where you're coming from. Like, Australians use the C word like we use damn, which I kind of wish we could do, because there's a lot of people that I would love to describe that way.
But then it would lose its heat.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if I were over there and heard it every 5 minutes. I think it's just because I watch some Australian television shows and they use it well. And yeah, it is a pretty descriptive word for someone who's a turd, the way they use it. And yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but like everybody wants the Last Dance treatment now. And Emmett Smith is saying a Last Dance styles 90 Cowboys documentary could be in the works. That could be interesting, again, if they dive into all the coke use and all that
stuff.
It
could be, but yeah, you can't let them have control over it. You need to have the real story told. The only reason the Jordan thing, they can get away with it, because Jordan's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
That Cowboys team was good. It's not the greatest team ever. There's none of those players are the greatest ever. I mean, yeah, no. I'd have to it would have to be like a legit doc, and I don't know. And that's the other thing. Would there be enough footage of it?
Well, that's the one thing about this Jordan documentary that's really impressive is how much actual footage they had from then. That letting people follow him around and do all that stuff, it really made a difference. So, so it says, AJ, don't interview any more MMA fighters from Houston unless it's the Murphy chick. The other ones are hexed.
Well, Ryan did pretty well.
What the heck was that?
The heck was what?
Are we still here?
I'm here. Aaron, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but
I can hear
both of you
guys.
The odds
fine.
Ad suddenly popped up. And is AJ still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
Hold on, I gotta go fix something.
Somehow we had the network pop on here.
Yeah, it didn't hit me.
I got to hear about Matt Peralt's show, and then all of a sudden everything went dark. Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. There's AJ.
Oh, you're just now hearing me?
Yeah, I'm just now hearing you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
I was hearing you the whole time.
Oh, really? Well, it was really strange that I got part of the network, and all of a sudden I couldn't hear you. So
that's weird.
Yeah, that was very strange. And I was very scared that Matt Peralt was going to be on our show.
No, so. I think they'd have to run that by me.
Yeah, I would hope so. All right, well, we're back. So that was just very, very strange. That's happened before, though, where we've wound up with a network feed somehow cutting us off. Although it usually only happens on road shows, but I guess technically this is a road show.
This is kind of a road show, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny. I'll ask you about this now because I'm thinking that I want to get this. I've got my own tablet. I just need a headset that works for Bluetooth. I'm thinking about setting this up on there because I almost feel like I'd rather, like, if I were sick and didn't want to get other people sick, but I wasn't too sick to work. I feel like I'd almost rather do the show from home than have a replacement. I'm just kind of curious what you think about that.
I mean, that's a good thought. I mean, it would kind of depend on what kind of sick you were.
Yeah. I mean, like, no, if I were too sick to do the show, that's one thing. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But if I've just got a cold,
right,
and I don't sound bad, and I feel fine, which has happened in the past, I almost think I'd rather just do the show.
Yeah.
Than this guy. And, I mean, you're not talking about doing it for a week or something. You're talking about a couple days, but I don't know. Just kind of curious. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Well, we're talking about, some of the face masks and stuff out there. Did you see the story about the California man who went shopping in a KKK hood?
Yes.
He said he didn't mean to make a racist statement and apparently won't be facing charges.
Obviously, it was an accident.
The man expressed frustration with the coronavirus and having people tell him what he can and cannot do. He said that wearing the hood was not intended to be a racial statement, In summary, he said it was a mask and it was stupid.
Sometimes people wear Klan masks to make a statement other than Klan statement.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Okay, certain things just aren't funny. I mean, if that one didn't quite work. I'll just go on record as saying that.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. We've only got two segments left, Hoffman. Another one just flying by. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I like it when you take control, even if...
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And you know what? Even though that fight didn't end well for him, man, that's such an awesome journey that he got that opportunity. He's such a good story. So.
Yeah, man. Listen, not everybody's going to get there and win, but getting there is half the battle. I hope he gets another shot.
Yeah, hopefully he will. But that was. Really
I hope
cool.
he gets a shot at his weight class. That's the other thing.
Yeah, and hey, he did what he had to do to go up and fight there. So, do you see this? Well, I think he just sent it to me that the face masks that come with a straw hole for sipping cocktails.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that kind of defeats the purpose a little bit.
Big deal. You know, I mean, maybe it's sealable. Like it creates its own seal, maybe.
Yeah, if it does that, sure. Why not? I feel like it when I go out and I'll wear my mask and then I'll just slide the straw under it. If I'm going to eat, I'll pick it. I'll move the mask and eat.
Yeah,
it's not that big a deal, man. You do what you must. Well, this is our last segment before we do deaths. Is there anything that we haven't gotten to that you want to get to? Because this whole damn show has just flown by again.
Well, it's because we've got so many sports going on, Fred. We've had a lot of sportsy sports matches to talk about. I guess I had this story. And I mean, it's coronavirus related. I don't know if you even want to hear it. Now it's saying this page cannot be found. So maybe it was, we weren't supposed to read it. But hospitalizations have nearly doubled in Central Texas in the 4 days since they opened things back up. So that's not here, but definitely in other parts of Texas. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we're not doing this thing. We're not doing this thing too fast.
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems like most places are trying to be responsible about it. As long as we're not Georgia, and as long as we're not California, if we're somewhere in between, then great. I'm all for it. Boy, I'm going to have more than 100 people in this thing, I think.
I'll be honest with you, Fred. You're probably going to have too many people in it. I would have done like sessions of maybe 15 or 20, and then done multiples. Or
yeah, I don't want to do.
You should have just made it a video and posted it to YouTube.
Well, what I think I will do is record it. So if you can't take part, it'll be available. But I have to figure out how to do all that. Like I said, I'm not a Zoom person. I've only been on one Zoom thing in my entire life. But I'm going to we'll see how it works, man. If it's one of those where everybody can't get in that wants to, and I can't record it, I'll do another one. But you know, people were interested, and I just want to do my best to keep people entertained right now. I mean, that's all we can do. Robert says, when did Georgia become the new Florida? Well, I mean, they are neighbors. I think we don't hear as many Georgia stories, but I bet those people exist. So, and you know, Florida's opened things up quite a bit. I mean, they're still going to the damn beaches there.
Yep. Which,
okay, you know, that's, again, that, it's your choice if you want to go and do that kind of stuff. I'm going to choose not to. I'm going to choose to just try to, you know, I really am becoming a full-on Lebowski man because the dude abides. That's it. I'm just abiding. It's that simple.
I also have a story of a man who was arrested, and he was sent to jail, and they then released from prison due to the pandemic. He was arrested for rape. So he's technically a suspect. He's not condemned, but he had been held until trial, but they decided to let him out. Well, he was involved in an altercation with the police. And apparently, when they released him against the recommendation of the district attorney. And he apparently tried to break into the Crossroads Tavern before fleeing to his home nearby. And the owner was inside the business at the time and watched most of it unfold. And police responded to the tavern break-in. They attempted to taser him, but to no avail. And the SWAT standoff ended with a bang, as videos reportedly show the man setting off fireworks toward officers. And then his residence went up in flames. Fireworks outside, fireworks inside. They say that he believes the fireworks are what lit the house on fire. And of course, the house burns down. They believe the man found dead inside his fish, but official ID is pending autopsy. So his victim had been brutally beaten. Told police that fish held her captive, strangled her with an electric wire, and busted up her face. And they decided to let this guy out anyway. I got to be honest, I don't really feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, right?
I'm torn on, I don't know what you do with prisons. I don't know, but if you're a violent offender, you can't just let violent offenders out willy-nilly. I mean, how do you think it's going to end up? It's going to end up with them shooting fireworks at police and their house is burning down. At least in this case, it did.
I don't feel too sorry there.
But the good news is, when COVID-19's over, he won't have to do a trial.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's going to save us some money.
That's right.
So there's that.
So he did us all a favor, maybe.
Probably so. I don't know if you saw this story, but they surveyed 2,000 Americans and found that the average American gets confused about what day it is 5 times a week while on lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, before we do the show each day, I actually look at the top of my computer to make sure I know what day it is, where it says Wednesday.
Yeah, it's happening in my house a lot.
You know, there've been days where I'm like, yeah, you know, like even yesterday, I kind of felt like yesterday felt like Monday for some reason, and you know, it's hard to keep track because everything, you know, it's hard to get in a routine, and I've always been big on having a routine, and it gives me, you know, something to stick to. It gives me a balance. I know where I am in with everything, and right now, I don't really have much of one. You know, I'll get up, I'll do my show prep early, and, you know, maybe I'll, you know, beyond that, I don't really have stuff that, you know, my weight equipment's not here yet, so I can't get, and I think maybe that'll help, because then I do certain things on certain days. But, yeah, I totally can see how that happens to people. It's certainly, I don't know, about 5 times a week. But there's 2 or 3 days a week where I'm like, what day is it again? And, you know, even today, I had to look up on my computer to make sure.
Yeah.
Aaron, are you having any of that?
I've had my issues with that for sure.
I had that issue about 2 weeks ago, I woke up and I went through most of my morning routine, and then I looked at my wife and was like, wait, is today Wednesday? She was like, well, no, it's Thursday. You don't need to go to work today.
Yeah, for Aaron, it should be easier for you because there's some days you don't do the show, some days you do. So, I mean, it's here it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, there was a day, I think it was a Thursday, because I went to sleep really after I got off from, you know, doing late hits and everything, got to bed around 12:30 and then woke up at 6:30 to start doing show prep. And after a while, everything just started running together. And I was like, did I already live Thursday? Did I live Tuesday already? No, you lived yesterday, was Wednesday. Today's Thursday. You get to finish show prep and then use the rest of the day. So,
well, I'm curious if our listeners who are on lockdown are dealing with that, because it certainly has affected me, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We have one segment left to go, and we will be doing deaths. And I'll just say, probably a decent collection. Not the best group of deaths we've ever had. But there's one guy that Aaron should have put in the best deaths that he didn't. And I'm going to shame him for it. Let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and there's a winner with the Kelleher fight. You had that one, right? I'm not hearing AJ again.
I don't think he has his headset on.
Oh, okay. Well, 713 says, I have an echocardiogram and stress test tomorrow. Wish me luck, fellas. Yeah, good luck with that, man. Hopefully you'll be all clean. All right, well, we'll go. What's that? All right, so he's back now.
Yeah, I'm back. I was gone to begin with. I just forgot to put my headset back on. I got into a rabbit hole.
Oh. It happens. But
Brian Kelleher won, saying, though, so we're back on the winning track right now.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when we came back, is like, there's a winner, because I know I put a few bucks on that one. All right, let's wrap the show up.
Plus 170.
Yeah, I mean, guess what? I'm up now. So I might go cancel the other one, but I mean,
your book lets you do that. Mine doesn't.
No, it does not. That's the I should have probably just waited, but I knew the show was going on, so I didn't want to, you know, mess with it. All right, let's do famous deaths, and these are people who have died over the past week throughout history. And we start with 2020, which has already claimed a few, including Roy Horn, also known as Uwe Ludwig Horn, better known as the second half of Siegfried and Roy. Dies of the Rona at 75 years old.
Damn. Got him.
Yeah.
But he's in his 70s. They say that makes him more dangerous.
And he hangs around tigers. And what have we said about this virus?
You blame tigers.
Tiger virus. Yeah. Betty Wright, who I had no idea who that was until people shamed me yesterday, an American R&B singer, dead at 66. Did she die of the Rona, too?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I just put it on there because everybody was shaming you yesterday. I didn't know who she was either.
All right, fine. I don't feel so stupid. Well, I feel stupid about everything else. But 2018, Margot Kidder died. Boy, she was hot back in the day, but, man, she got into all kinds of drugs and stuff and went downhill fast.
Yeah.
Doris Day in 2019 at 97.
Damn, she made it a long time. That's a good run. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, anybody would take that run. Also dying this week, Mike Storin, who is a sports executive, better known as the father of Hannah Storm. He had died from cancer at 84. Chuck Daly, Also died of cancer at 78 in 2009.
Father of John Daly.
Yeah, and father of the Pistons, as it were.
So I'm not even sure if that's true. I don't think so.
No, but, you know. A couple of your favorite guys. 1863, Stonewall Jackson. Dead of pneumonia at 39. What if...
He's the grandfather of Michael Jackson. Not the father. We all know who the father is, but the grandfather of Michael Jackson. Stonewall.
Okay. He died of pneumonia at 39. But what if it was actually the Rona in 1863?
It could have been.
Could have been. Jeb Stuart, also a Confederate general. He died at the age of 31 in 1864.
Father of John Stuart.
Exactly.
Brother of Rod Stuart. Little known fact.
Okay. That's good to know. I did not know that. Let's see.
That's what I'm here for, okay. Fred, to teach you things.
Well, this one... I have to say, Aaron, you disappointed me greatly. May 11th, 2001, Douglas Adams, author of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, dead at 49 years old. That should be in the best deaths.
I had him in best deaths last year, and you didn't classify him as a best death, so I had moved him.
How did I not? This is like my biggest influence as a writer, my favorite writer ever, one of the only guy I ever went and got a book signed in person by. And now I can't find that book. My ex-wife did something to it, and it pisses me off. Because
I'll make a note of it.
I had a signed version of Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. And he was a brilliant, brilliant man, and my biggest influence as a writer.
And also the great nephew of John Quincy Adams.
Yes. Except for he was British, and John Quincy Adams was, well, he was British before he became American.
Exactly. Remember that.
Okay. And also part of the Adams family, which
yes.
I don't think a lot of people knew at the time. All right, we go to some of our famous criminals. How about...
I don't know if that came out over the air or not.
What's that?
I did a double finger snap.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Good.
I thought maybe you said something you weren't supposed to, and that's why you asked. You rang. How about 1994, John Wayne Gacy, one of your favorites? Executed in Illinois at 52 years old.
Ugh. That's a gross dude. I read a book about a dude who, like, was writing a book about him, about John Wayne Gacy. And, like, he got it so deep into this thing, like, that he ended up killing himself. Like, he was interviewing John Wayne Gacy in prison, and it messed him up so bad that he ended up killing himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. 2002 Seattle Slew, 1977 Triple Crown winner, my third favorite Triple Crown winner of all time. So, one of my favorite racehorses as a kid. All right, here's your best deaths. Little Richard, dead at the age of 87. Good run, I would say. Paul Revere had a midnight run. He died at 83 in 1818. That's a hell of a run for 1818.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. 1981, Bob Marley. He died of brain and lung cancer at 36.
36. That's rough, man.
And we mentioned this earlier in the week. Jerry Stiller, 92 years old, dies of natural causes. So four deaths make the list from this week. You had Roy from Siegfried and Roy. You had Betty Wright. You had Mike Storin. And you had Jerry Stiller. No offense, Jerry Stiller, not greater than Douglas Adams.
And Little Richard.
Oh, yeah, Little Richard, so five. Wow. All right, and one dead porn star. May 8th, 2018. Natasha Blue. She needed the money. that's an old Andrew Dice Clay joke.
Is it B-L-U-E?
No, it's just B-L-U.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an old Andrew Dice Clay joke where he says, "Little boy blue, he needed the money." she died at 23 years old from
23. That sounds like a drug overdose.
No. As a matter of fact, it was suicide. But
by drug overdose?
Maybe. Well, it was suicide by gunshot. But maybe she OD'd on drugs in order to die before she was going to die. She went with the gunshot. So, all right, I'm going to give you a point.
All right, all right.
And those are your deaths. All right. Well, guess what? That's going to wrap up yet another edition of the Blitz. Today was fun, boys. Thank you for this. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Great job by Hoffman. Great job by Aaron. So it'll be Tyler back tomorrow. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So we will do it again tomorrow with Tyler in the house. We got late hits coming up next with Braddock and Creighton. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It. And Braddock, Creighton, and Aaron. Let's not forget Aaron.
Yeah, you guys having chicken wings or something tonight?
No. That's usually a Friday tradition.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Until tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
Me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me.
Rude and Red Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.